From Appleton, Wisconsin, this is the Anderson Pens Podcast.
Welcome to Anderson Pens Podcast, episode 469 for Thursday, December 15th, 2022.
This week we have banter, news, updates, a beauty from Cross, a new old stock from Retro, something about converters, a contest winner, a new contest, plus a lovely new Twisby that is coming soon.
Hey, Steph.
Hey, Brian.
What did one ocean say to the other?
What did one ocean say to another?
Nothing. They just waved. You didn't see that coming, did you?
I didn't. I was going to say, see you later, and I would have been wrong. Why do nurses carry a red pen?
Why do nurses carry a red pen? Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
In case they need to draw blood.
Oh.
It's like, I bet you that's probably been on a podcast, but had to bring it up. Our location bumper this week makes me hungry. We are coming from Manderfield's Bakery, which is owned and operated by the third generation of Manderfields here in Appleton. It's been open for 85 years. It's been voted the best bakery in the Fox Valley for 18 years in a row.
18 years in a row.
Apparently, wow. Eric is probably there even as we speak.
Well, that's why he's not. That's not fair. He's supposed to be working.
Hopefully, that means he's bringing us donuts. I think that's the only way.
They're fantastic. They're really, really, really good donuts.
Yeah.
So, good bakery.
Now that I'm thinking about nothing but food. Tomorrow is also National Ugly Sweater Day. So I had to get this one out of the way.
That's not ugly.
Yeah.
That's very tasteful.
I'll break out the ugly one tomorrow, but...
Do you have an ugly sweater?
Not one that I could find. Otherwise, okay. I would have definitely worn that one today.
The ones you don't like, but not necessarily ugly.
Yeah. I could have sworn I bought one for another party.
So that's today? No, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow is National Ugly Sweater Day.
We've got one day. Better get to our nearest Goodwills. Apparently, they started making sweaters for the purpose of Ugly Sweater Day in 1980. That was a company called Jingle Bell Sweaters.
Really? Okay.
Responsible for all of those lovely moments where you tell one friend that it's an ugly sweater party and not the rest.
Nice.
We've also got our year-end YouTube subscriber drive still going strong. Rumor has it we're so close.
Come on, people.
I mean, this close.
It's not that hard. Come on, just hit the
subscribe button. I'm tell you exactly how like many before, but it was not very many.
So what's the goal? The goal is to have 10,000 subscribers by the end of the year.
Yes.
So please consider subscribing.
And if you've already subscribed, like our video so that it gets shown to more people who might in turn subscribe.
And if we do get that $10,000, Eric is somehow going to manage for Lisa and I to do a podcast here in person right at Anderson Pens. So
Woo-hoo. Coming
up very soon. We have some news that we should talk about before we get into the fun stuff. Price increases coming up January 1st for a few brands, Pilot, Platinum, Diplomat, Execlair products, Schmidt refills, and Lamy 2000 among the items that are going up in price on January 1st. Average increase amongst all those typically about 17 to 20%. So if there's something that you're looking at getting, grabbing before the price increase, now is definitely the time to do it.
Good to know for those Lamy 2000 Christmas presents.
They've been a little bit more popular the last couple of weeks. People are grabbing them. We do have some Hobonichi news. All dated material. So that's the Cousins, the A6 Teichos, the weekly calendars, the Weeks Mega are now 20% off. They were 15% off last week. The cover and the planner sets have also been separated. So now you can buy the planner and then the cover separately. And so now you'll have more of the A6 planners available because that's what, we're breaking them apart. So get your Hobonichi. It's 20% off now this week, and get them while you can.
Now you can get the cover just by itself.
Yeah. And if you missed a cover before, or you had something, or you want something different for your non-Hobonichi, we have those A5s and A6 covers.
Or if you're like me, and there's always one that you need to have every single year, and you've been sitting there telling yourself, I don't need it, I don't need it, I don't need it, I need it. it.
Yeah, Lisa yells at me every year. I get a new one, and then she's, well, don't you have one from last year? Well, don't, you got to get a new one every year.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many cool ones, and we look at all of them, and eventually one just ends up falling
yes,
into
one,
your heart.
One will end up, I still haven't picked mine out yet, but that's the Hobonichi and the news. Should I mention this? I'll mention this.
Oh, yes.
Special closure dates for Anderson Penn. So here in Appleton, we get the holiday season coming up. Monday, December 26th for Christmas, we'll be closed. And Monday, January 2nd for New Year's. Chicago's got a few more days closed, and we'll keep reiterating these as they go on. Monday and Tuesday, December 26th and 27th, closed for Christmas. Monday, January 2nd for New Year's. And then we will be closed, AP Chicago, Sunday, January 8th through Friday, January 13th, resuming regular hours on January 14th. Lisa and I are actually going on a little vacation down to her mother's in Florida, yes, for a few days. So the store will be closed. January is typically a slow month anyway, and it's cold and wintry, and Florida's
the perfect time to go to Florida.
Hot and sunny, and her house is right across from the beach, so... So those are new special closure days for Anderson Penn's and AP Chicago.
Well, congratulations on the vacation plans and good luck.
I hope it's not as bad as the last one I took. So
I was going to say, I remember that was difficult last
time. It was challenging. So. No, it's going to be great. See Lisa's mom and her brother, and he's a good guy. So, and at the end of the podcast, we have Guess the Pen in my pocket. It's an easy one this week.
Even I know it this time.
Even you know what this
is. Clearly Allow Me 2000.
Clearly.
What does a gingerbread man put on his bed? A cookie sheet.
We've got a cross-century 2 rollerball in black with gold trim that is new and exciting. That has the styling class of the Cross Classic Century that many of us have received as graduation gifts, but with a bolder look and a wider girth for a more comfortable writing experience. This is a really nicely weighted pen. I really enjoy
nice
the
size.
Way that it... Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one has a matte black finish on both the cap and the barrel.
It's actually shiny.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to use this to cross out the word matte.
Perfect. And the refill looks great.
The refill works great.
So it is a shiny black finish on both the cap and the barrel, accentuated by that shiny gold-plated trim. And yeah, can't be
it's just
those
it's just really classic. So if you're looking for something, you know, a black and gold kind of standard rollerball pen for that's personal on your Christmas gift, this is, you know, it's not super flashy. It's very classy, nice weight, nice size. Cross Classic Century 2. So, Century 2, not Classic Century 2. Yep.
So, but it awesome. Is classic.
Yes, awesome. Mm-hmm. Also, Justin, this is going to take a little explaining. This is kind of different. I was going to say use the word weird, but it's a little bit different. We came across a stash. We're going to call these are Anderson Consulting pens. So, these are Retro 51 Tornado. Vintage classic lacquer rollerballs. Now, what do I mean by vintage? Do you know what I mean by vintage? You don't know what I mean by vintage.
I mean,
we have not.
I know what.
This.
Wait.
These are.
This is a trick question.
This is not a trick question. These are available in red, blue, and green. So I've got the red one here. These are your classic, the blue and green, your classic colors with the chrome trim. And these were made. These are new old stock from 1997 to 1998. Based on the logo, and the model was actually at the time called the Vintage.
Oh.
It's not called the Tornado. It's called the Vintage. I don't know if it was the Vintage Tornado, but it says Vintage right on the top above the clip. And then, of course, they have this colored disc. But it's engraved on the ring, and they were screen imprinted for Anderson Consulting, which unfortunately they spelled their name wrong. They should have spelled it with an O. That would have been okay. We've tried to remove these imprints can be removed with a little elbow grease and nail polish remover if you like, but it took us a little bit of effort to do this. We said, you know what, we'll sell them inexpensive. They come with a metal tube, the original. Now when these came to us, unfortunately they got damaged in shipping, so almost every single one has some kind of dents
and
or something
dings.
In the tube. Yep.
Makes them.
So they are what they are. We'll try to get you the nicest one as possible. But We did include, of course, the refills from 97, 98 were bad. So we're including a brand new refill. So these are essentially you're paying less than $10 for the pen.
I was going to say that getting means a new refill. So. That means this pen is a really good deal.
If your last name is Anderson with an E, then you're in luck. So.
And if it's an Anderson with an O and you have a really, really tiny piece of
you want to do that for me?
Just, you know, get rid of the line on that E, close up that E, the rest of that circle. Nobody will ever know. Just draw a little square around the A.
Yeah, I can write out a refill faster than it'll take you to do that. So anyway, just something different. It's almost 25-year-old Retro 51. Brand new.
Yeah. Are these the original three colors that they came out with? They did that original.
They did the origin, yeah. Yeah. That's a good question. I don't know if these are or not. So. Huh. We have a contest?
Yes. Last week we asked which of the Kuretake Meiji no Iro inks is your favorite color. Whew, I got through
that.
There are six inks to choose from. Two of them were the clear favorites, and the other four ranked as follows. Kujaku Ryoku was 14%.
That's the winner?
That was one of the four that did not win, but I think it was the winner of the
Winner of the losers?
Yes. And Ibicha was 13%. Araishu was 9%. Shimbashi Iro got 4%. Apologies to anybody who speaks Japanese and can hear how badly I'm butchering these names. I always...
You're probably not too far off.
Yeah. And our two winners were Kuragana Iro and Shikan. Their stats were both
30%. Wow, okay.
Although technically that's a rounding error tie because Kuragana Iro actually received one more vote than
Shikan. Okay, all right.
But the percentages are rounded out to the same.
Okay, well, so. I can't wait to see them when they come in.
That Kuragane is the winner by a nose drop.
Or a drop? A nose drop?
Yeah. Ooh, not by a nose drop. A couple comments of note. Tim Chi says, Kuretake Inc., what kind of witchcraft is this now? Christmas miracles. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lisa Anderson. Yes, in fact, the Lisa Anderson voted for Kujaku Ryoku. Such a calm, relaxing blue.
Nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm.
Arabella Hopsapfel says, welcome back, Eric. Eric says, thank you. Good to be back. All of those Kuretake inks are beautiful, but I can't seem to take my eyes off of the Shikan. So that one's my favorite. Thank you for asking and happy holidays.
Nice.
Jennifer C. said, loved the new pen geek out, like kids in a candy store. For my favorite color of Kuretake Meiji no Iro ink, my heart and first instinct says Shikan, but I do already have 11D4 purple inks. So
11D4? How did she spell that? 11D4.
I think that's got to be the official spelling. I like.
Okay. Nice.
So I'd probably go with Kuragana Iro. Only have about three teal inks, and that one looks nice and dark. Who am I fooling? Did I fool you? I'd probably get them both. That is the right answer, Jennifer. It's true. Let's see. And Peggy Love says, just for Eric, my favorite Kuretake ink is the Shikan. I somehow imagine this is also the one he likes. And Eric would like you to know that you are absolutely correct. He has been in the market for a new purple, and Shikan is absolutely his favorite. Though he mentioned the dusty teal of Kuragana Iro during the podcast, the first one that he is going for in real life is definitely Shikan.
Okay.
I can confirm. I heard him say it with my own ears.
With your own eyes?
With my own eyes is absolutely what I was thinking.
Who's our winner this week? We got a winner?
Yes, our winner is Zap.
Zap. He or she should win just on the basis of the name alone.
I know, right? That's a catchy name. Cool. He agrees with Eric. That explains why.
Yes. I think that's how these people are picked. If they mention Eric's name, you get a higher chance of winning.
You know, even though I have participated in the random selection.
Yes. Always turns out it's a winner. So. What does Zap say?
He says he agrees with Eric and that the Kuragana Iro ink is stunning. So Zap, please write to eric@andersonpens.com so that he can get that $20 credit placed on your Anderson Pens account. That is eric@andersonpens.com.
All right, we have some additional comments. Elizabeth Moulton, I am so glad I found your podcast. As are we, Elizabeth. Thank you very much. Welcome. Nice to have you here. That was an additional comment, I guess, not comments. We have a new contest and survey, and then this time Eric filled it out for us.
All right.
Next Wednesday is the official start of winter in the Northern Hemisphere, specifically the equinox takes place at 3:47 p.m. Central Time on that day. In honor of the season that shall not be named, please suggest a good winter ink in the comments section of this video. Good winter ink. It's gotta be a sailor of some sort.
I was thinking
maybe even 1, 2, 3, kind of a
sailor's gentle pigment black to match my amount of enthusiasm for the season that shall not be named.
Eric is already suggesting, that's weird. Urban Gris Noir saying it's basically winter in a bottle.
That's fair.
That's a good one. Yeah, let us know in the comments. One comment will be chosen to win a $20 credit to your Anderson Pence account.
What do you call a snowman on rollerblades? A snowmobile.
Ooh, and coming soon. Sorry, too much enthusiasm. Should dial it back. I'm not excited at all.
You're going to have to run with this one because you probably know more than I do.
Oh my goodness. I'm really excited for this pen, legitimately. It's the Twisby Eco Tea Royal Limited Edition Jade in Rose Gold that comes with a midnight blue bottle of Twisby ink. And it's just... it's such a gorgeous pen. Twisby has knocked it out of the park with this limited edition and ink combination. So it comes in a new box. It's got a little bottle of ink.
It's a little fancy, yeah.
It's got more rose gold on it than previous versions of the Eco Tea in rose gold. The turning knob is that rose gold color and the trim and everything.
It looks cool. They do a nice job. And anything they do with the rose gold on sells. It's amazing.
And it looks really nice with that like midnight. It's like a Christmas green, but it definitely, okay. I mean, it doesn't, I think, yeah, I would not hesitate to use it in February. And this one, so like all of the Twisby Eco Tea line, this is a piston filling mechanism, a screw on cap, a smooth writing steel nib that is available in extra fine, medium, broad, and 1.1 stub. The Eco T is different from the Eco in that it has that slightly more pronounced grip section, more of a triangular grip designed to help with learning correct writing posture for children, also for grabbing your pen in the right direction if you're not looking at it.
It's very minimal, though. It's very, the difference between the regular Eco and Eco T is so minimal. Sometimes I wonder why there are two, but.
Yeah. And this one is unique in that it comes with that 18-milliliter bottle of ink. So you've got everything you need to start writing right out of the box. Probably really good for Christmas presents,
It's too. A limited edition, too, from what I understand. So
neat.
When it sells out, it's done. So.
Very cool. So pre-sales on that are beginning Monday, December 19th.
Okay.
And we're shipping on Wednesday.
Wednesday the 21st. So awesome.
So, yeah. Very cool stuff on the horizon.
I guess you're going to leave me this exciting bit of news here.
Oh, yeah.
Coming soon. We've been out of this for quite a while. Cross has finally come around to a new converter. So they used to have two converters, the 8751 and the 8756, I think was the other one, was the threaded converter. The screw-in converter has been discontinued. And this new converter, which is also being branded as the 8751, which is slightly confusing, will fit both threaded and non-threaded cross pens. It's supposed to fit everything. This replaces all the old converters, and it should fit all current cross and probably most older cross pens. So that is coming, finally. They were having some issues trying to get those made, and they were going to come out in January or February, and then they found some. So if you've been waiting for a cross converter, they're coming. So it should be any day now.
One converter to rule them all.
One converter. Yes, at least, right?
That's a great idea.
Wouldn't that be great if there was only one style? One converter, one cartridge.
Ooh.
Now we're asking too much.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Let's. So thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. Don't forget there is a store in Chicago. It's on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. Open 7 days a week. Who will you see there?
That would be Lisa. You'll find her. And the website for Chicago is chicago.andersonpens.com. And please be sure to like this video and subscribe to our channel. Thank you.
And the pen in my pocket. And now there's two things on the screen. That's it. We don't forget. Platinum 3776 celluloid.
Darn.
Koi. You were so close with the Lamy 2000. So. No, one of my favorite platinums. So that's it for this week.